Hey guys, welcome to the channel. I'm so glad that you're here. You know, our mission at Faith is to lead people to Jesus and elevate their faith. I trust that today's sermon would strengthen your faith in God and elevate your confidence for the impossible. God bless you. Let's get it.
Amen. Can somebody tell me what we spoke about last night? Well, yeah, faith. Say that again. All right, one at a time. Faith is what? All right, we got to teach back the lesson. I think we got to teach back the lesson tonight. What is faith? Faith is divine persuasion. Where did the disciples go to get faith? They went to? Right, because they were looking for something that was divine. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight, I'm going to talk to you about faith, the access point. All right, praise God. All right, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And last night when I asked the question, what is faith? Someone was giving me this scripture. Because when the scripture says something about something, we take it as a definition. And we know this scripture is a very famous scripture. And it says, now faith is what? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, this is not the definition of faith. What this is telling, it's telling what faith does. This is telling us what faith does. Whenever faith is in the moment, now faith, that's in the moment faith. Right? Because when did Abraham need faith? The moment God called him. When did Noah need faith? The moment God told him to build the ark. When did Gideon needed faith? The moment God called him. So faith was the substance pulling something out of the heart of God into time at that point. Right? So faith is you being divinely persuaded, because the Greek word is the word pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S, right? P-I-S-T-I-S, right? You're here tonight. Let me just share this. These sessions are prayer sessions, worship sessions, and word teaching. Amen? So you're going to be doing writing. If you have your smartphone, pull it out, cut off, put it on airplane mode. That way you don't get no texts. And you're going to WhatsApp messages, okay? If you're from the Caribbean, you know WhatsApp messages come in like oxygen, always there. Because everybody's in a part of some group, and there's some old lady in the group sending everything they receive. And may the guilty say amen. Amen. Right? And maybe the old man too, but the old ladies for the most part. All right, because they like to share. Mothers are sharers, right? If a mom has one plate of food, everybody could eat. If daddy gets a plate of food, don't come over here. I went to work all day. This is my dinner. Step away. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. That's right. Yeah, don't come next to Pastor Sam's food. You're going to get caught. We got a lady with a man character in the back. Pray for her. She was raised by her dad, so you can understand why, okay? You got to understand things. You got to go a little deeper to understand why people are the way they are. Right? Because what? Our surroundings, our experiences shape us. All right, I don't know if that's true, but I'm just telling you for the broader principle, our experiences shape us. Okay, so what is faith? Faith is being divinely persuaded that God is able to do what he has said concerning you. Right? Now, how are we going to access what God has for us? It has to be accessed by faith. Because what? The Bible says, without faith, it is what? It is impossible for us to please God. So it's like you go into the store to buy sugar, you got to have money. Is that true?
Yes.
You got to have money. If you want a piece of lamb chop, you got to have money. If you want to buy a mango from the store, there's no trees hanging around here. Only my neighbor has a cherry tree that lean over in my yard. He doesn't even pick the cherry. But my kids refuse to eat it because they said it's sour. And I can't eat it because it scratched my throat. So the poor cherry tree is suffering, right? But yeah, if you're ever going to go buy anything, what happened? You got to have money. If you're ever going to get anything from God, you've got to come to Him in faith. I say that again. If you're ever going to retrieve anything from God, you know what pleases God? Faith pleases God. Faith. Because when I come, let's say for example, this is God, and I come to God wavering, that's me coming half-hearted. And the Bible says, if I waver, I can't get nothing from God. But if I come with God and I look at Him and I say, oh, you are the best thing since sliced bread. You are amazing. You're the king of the universe. You can do anything. So I come with full confidence. I come with what? Faith. Amen? I come with faith. So faith is the currency of the kingdom. If you're ever going to get anything from God, you have to move in
faith.
With what?
Faith.
In faith. Or faith. Right? Because I'm not good at pronouncing the TH. Right? I leave somebody out. Yeah, you got to have faith. Because it says without faith, it's impossible for us to please Him. And every one of us sitting in this room desires to please God. Can I get an amen? We all desire to please Him. So if you're going to please Him, I want to pull you tonight and say, come on the edge. Come to you. Sit up here for me. No, no. I need a big person. Somebody groan. Come, sis, come. Come. Somebody groan. Because you might say it's easy for the little kid. Go up. Go around the step. Walk up the step. Oh, she reached already. All right. Now, sit back. That's her being at rest. Enjoy the chairs. Lean back. It has her back. Right. Rest your back. She's so accustomed to work hard. She's ready to move. She got three kids, so you're always on the move. But just relax. Like, recline. Yeah. That's how you brace back? That's all you got? No, let me see. No. Ah, you see that there now? You see the difference? That's her being her what? Comfortable. Right? She's quite comfy. But tonight, I want you to come to the edge. Which is easier? Being at the edge or being all the way comfy? Tonight, I want to bring all of you to that edge. Thank you. You may be seated. Yeah, I want every one of us to come to the edge with God. You know what the edge is? It's believing God for what is impossible. Amen. The cry of your heart that you never thought would happen. I want you to believe Him for it. So that's where now faith is the substance of things what? Of things what? So that means you need something. You come now with faith to buy it. You need sugar. You go with money. So now how do you go to God? With faith. Everything we need from God has to involve faith. I say everything. Go to Hebrews 4:2. It says, for indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as them. This is those that were in the wilderness. But the word which they heard did not profit. It did not what? If you're running a business, do you want profit? Everybody wants profit. Everyone wants a profit. Now, but look what happened. It says it did not profit them. Why? Not being mixed with what? Not being mixed with faith. If you come to God without faith, He doesn't even hear you. You know, sometimes we only pray for things we can afford. Because you count your budget, your income, and you count it up, and you say, God, I thank you. Okay, I have $300, and this $300 will do X, Y, and Z, and that. And then you say, Lord, thank you that it will do it. Amen. You don't hope for what you can do. You don't believe for what you can do. You believe for things like when there's no food in the house and the mother prays and she says, Lord, provide food for them. And somebody shows up. I always hear my mom share a testimony. She said one day she was out visiting people for church. And we used to go home half a day for lunch and everybody came home and there was no food. She said, Lord, provide something for these kids to eat. Next thing she hear, gling, gling, gling. Back in Guyana, your bicycle get bell. You know what bell is on your bike? Gling, gling, gling. A man comes, a man shows up with a bag of bread. How did she ask? In faith. Because she didn't have the bread. Now faith is the substance of things what? She was hoping for something for us to eat. What happened? The thing showed up because she went into the presence of God with faith. No matter how much money she had in that moment, it could have made something show up right there and then. But somebody showed up with the substance that she was hoping for. Faith is the substance. What it is you're believing God for tonight, I want to tell you, God is going to come true for you. Whatever you believe in God for tonight, put faith with it and watch God do it. Yes. Throw out wavering, kick wavering out, and believe him for who he is. He is the God that exceeds our expectation. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above we could ever ask or think, according to what? Power. That works in us. So it must be mixed with what? Because faith is currency. If you don't have faith, you can't obtain what God has for you. Amen? Because without faith, you can't even please God. You cannot even please God. So last time we said that what? Faith is pulling the impossible into time. Pulling the impossible into time. I said pulling the impossible into time. You know, Kim was telling me that she spoke to one of the sisters in the church, and the sister told her that she wants a house. Right? The sister told her she wants a house. But I as soon as I heard her, I said, yes, Lord, let it be. I said, yes, Lord. And she was describing the house that she wants. I said, yes, Lord, let it be. Because they had a conversation. So what I did, I now went into prayer on her behalf with my faith. With my faith. Because I want to see her. I want to go to the house and keep a service and celebrate and dance and give God glory. You understand what I'm saying? Now faith. And let me show you how that's biblical. Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith we understand. We what? We get clarity. What we get? Clarity. To understand is to receive clarity. So by faith, just push my mic up a little bit. All right. By faith, we understand that the worlds were what? Framed by what? By what? The word of God. So does it matter what you say?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to say this again.
Yes.
By faith we understand, by faith we get clarity that the worlds were what? Framed or made by what? The words of God. So does it matter what you say?
Yes.
Because aren't you made in his image and his likeness?
Yes.
So hence there's power in your words. We'll go there tomorrow night. So we see here it was framed by the word of God so that the things which are what? Seen were made of things which are? The things that are what? The things, sorry, I read that wrong. So that the things which are seen were not made from things which are visible. So they didn't exist before. Trees didn't exist. Birds didn't exist. What else? Come on. The water was there. Grass didn't exist. Animals didn't exist. And what did God do? God spoke them into being. What he did? He spoke them and there was nothing. He made it out of nothing. So when you don't have to know how God is going to do it. You just got to declare it. Because if he started it, he already laid the foundation. He put it in place. He started the same thing. So it's time for us to do likewise. Don't you two got to separate. You go over there. Right? So, no, you stick with me. Stick with me. Don't worry. Let me do my stuff. Remember I told you last night, everything else is invisible. Okay? Good. Right. Everything is invisible. What doesn't benefit you? It's invisible. Now, let's go to Hebrews 11:4. Now, this is what I want to say. If you want to have a lasting legacy, it must be one of faith. If you want to have a lasting legacy, it has to be one of what?
Faith.
Let's read. Verse 4. By faith, Abel, who? Remember, Abel is the one that got killed, right? He got killed. But we're going to see the man talking. The dead man is talking to us here now. By faith, Abel offered to God a what? More excellent. Who wants to be more excellent? He offered a what? More. You know, let me stop right here. I could keep this meeting just for this brother over here. As I look last night and I look tonight, it brings me so much joy to see him in the house of God, just dancing, praising, worshiping, adoring, magnifying the Lord. Look at that. Look at that. Mighty God. That is the strength of the Holy Spirit. It is the strength of God in a man working in him. When Jesus does a work, it shows. When Jesus does a work, it shows. When he healed the blind, they started to see. It showed. When the person was dumb, they started to speak. It showed. When he was lame, he started to walk. It showed. It bears fruit. There must be fruit. I heard a man say today, you don't know them by the suit, you know them by the fruit. A lot of preachers try to dress up, but they don't got no fruit. All you know is them by the three-piece suit. But we need fruit. And Christians need fruit. The Bible says, by your fruit, you shall know them. By their fruit, you shall know them. Nothing wrong with the suit. Don't get it tied up. I like the suit, but fruit is better. So back to Abel. By faith, Abel offered to God a what? More excellent sacrifice than Cain. Help me there. Through which he obtained what?
Witness.
Witness. What did he obtain?
Witness.
Who did he get witness from? God. The man came to God by faith. And it says he got witness that he was what? Righteous. Who testified? God testifying of his gift. And through it, he being dead still what? Speaks. The man is dead, yet he is speaking. Why? Because he came by faith. How is it different than Cain? Go back to Genesis, you will see. The Bible says, in the process of time, Cain brought a sacrifice. But Abel took the first of his livestock and give it to God. It didn't matter that it was blood or it was grain, but it mattered that it was first. It takes faith to trust God with your force. I said it takes faith to trust God with your first. Hannah gave God what? The firstborn. And what happened after that? Did she have more children?
Yes.
Because she gave him the first. Now, Abel is still speaking, even though the wicked, the spirit of murder, tried to wipe him out. It could not silence faith. It could not silence faith. Cain came with works. In the process of time. But the man went on the edge. And he took the firstborn and he gave it to the Lord. Because if you give God the firstborn and the mother die, what's going to happen? You lose everything. Now that one catch. When the sheep give birth. Sheep don't give birth like dogs. Dog give birth to like 10 puppies. Every 6 weeks, pop, pop, pop. But the sheep brings, what do you call the mother sheep? Sheep? Yo? Sheep? All right, not sheeps. Sheep. Is that right? Where's the teacher? E-W-E, yo, right? Something like that. Okay, whatever. But when that mother sheep gives birth, it's one that comes out. Imagine Abel not knowing if there will be number two, number three, number four, number five. He took the one and he gave it to the Lord. It takes faith to trust God with your first. And because he seek God by faith, what happened? He speaks. Even though the enemy seek to wipe him out, the Bible says he still speaks. Whenever you walk by faith, you will never be silenced. Amen. I'll say that again. Whenever you walk by faith, you can never be silent. No matter who unleashes against you, God will cause your voice to ring out because you trust him by faith. 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 Abel did not wait until he had a lot. No, he came with the first. And you know, sometimes we struggle even when we're giving. It's hard for us to give the first tenth. It's hard. You know why? Because you're not walking by faith. You're not walking by faith. You know, many times I sit here and I have to give these big tights. Sometimes it feels like slacks. I have to give this big tithes, and then I said, but next week I have bills to pay. You understand that? I got to pay my bills. I got people to pay. But I want to tell you, I stand here under the mercies and the grace of God. He has never, ever failed me yet. Call the guys that work for me. One of them been working with me for like 12 years. 12 years. And every time he gets his pay and every time he needs to borrow money, he gets it too. You know why? I don't care. The first belongs to God. I said the first belongs to God. So if you want to have a lasting legacy, walk by faith. Walk by faith. Oh God, this is too good. This is too good. It takes faith to keep God first. Because everything you do got to be mixed with faith. Your worship got to be mixed with faith. That when you worship God, God is going to add to you. Your praise got to be mixed with faith. Your prayer got to be mixed with faith. So you're not giving out dry prayers. Your evangelism got to be mixed with faith. That when you talk to somebody, you believe that Jesus will minister to them. When you fellowship, your fellowship got to have faith. That when you get together, you make each other stronger. And the Bible says one encourage. What is it? One come with a psalm, one come with a hymn, an exhortation. When you meet up, that somebody's going to give you a good word. You know, sometimes you come to church and the encouragement you walk out with was someone else that said something to you. Is that true? You know, sometimes some people come to church and somebody hand them a money. Anybody ever come to church and people hand you money? Look here. Look, three. One, two, three. Big time. Oh my God, I need to go to your church. Jesus. Yeah. But how? You're going into worship in faith. Because it is now faith. Today. Today is what day? The 27th? That's 27th of June 2024 faith. It's today. Before the end of tonight, something good is going to happen. Yeah. Now faith. Now faith. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Let me tell you the next one. This is maybe my favorite character in the Bible. Faith shifts your focus. Faith shifts your focus. Verse 8. It says, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go to a place which he would receive as an inheritance. And what he did, he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For what? He waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. 11. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed. Remember, she was barren. How did she get pregnant? By faith. She didn't get pregnant by Abraham's works. She got pregnant by faith, because she first received the word, she believed the word, and the action that they performed was mixed with what? Faith. Because before that, they were mixing, dealing, and doing everything, and nothing happened. They were cooking.
Yes.
And they were cooking without gas. No gas. But they had a promise.
Yes.
How did they receive the promise?
By faith.
By faith. So what put the gas?
Faith.
So that at the appointed time,
yeah,
when they were prepared. Remember we said now, last night, faith and coupled with patience works together. Now Abraham was a get it done man. Also Sarah was a get it done woman. Get it down, done, get it done. She wanted to make it happen. Tongue twister. Just for me. Right? She was a get it down. Okay, Sarah liked to get down. No, no, no. Sarah was someone who liked to make things happen. So she said, Abram, look here now. Two different men we're dealing with. Abram. A-B-R-A-M. We're going to get to Abraham later. She said to Abram, you, sir, take my servant, and he's going to give you the child. He did it. Did he get the child?
Yes.
Apparently, the two of them had gas.
All right.
And when they cook, fire blaze, Ishmael came.
Yeah.
But was that God's purpose?
No.
No. Because God made a promise to who? Sarah. That within you are kings. Within you are kings. He didn't say in Hagar. He said in you, Sarah, that is barren. In you is locked up kings. So after God took them through the process, faith and patience, God had to change Abraham's name. Let me tell you what had to happen. Abraham had to be born of the Spirit. Abraham had to be born again. Remember last night we said they went to Jesus and they said that, Lord, give us faith. And then we went, how do you get this faith? You must be what? Born of the Spirit. That's how you get the faith. So Abraham, the name change represents him being born of the Spirit after the heart of God. That he now can obtain the faith to have now faith and bring what God has in his heart. Pull it out of the heart of God and watch the promise be fulfilled in the barren woman. God changed his name and he was able to bring forth the son. How did they get it? By faith. Because they never let go of the promise. They never relent on the promise. If you're ever going to get what God has for you, you have to remember, and keep walking by faith. So faith changes your focus from your weakness. Romans 4:18 says, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken. So shall your descendants be. Now look what happened. He forget his troubles. Abraham forgets his trouble. Faith will cause you to forget your weakness here. Look at this. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body. When you're walking by faith, it doesn't matter if you're with a walking stick. Let's go down to this level now. What you can understand. You're in your 90s, but God has given you a promise. And you're walking with the stick. And you're going down like this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Does that change the promise?
No.
Does age change the promise?
No.
Age does not change the promise. Does your condition change the promise?
No.
Sarah was barren and old. Abraham was old and as dead. Look what it says. He did not consider his own body already what?
Dead.
His body was what?
Dead.
But faith caused him to forget that. When you walk by faith, you forget your weaknesses. You forget your past. You forget your failures. Because you're walking by your works. You're walking by faith. You're not walking by your own strength. Not by might. Not by power. But what? The Spirit wells up faith within you. That you can receive what God has in his heart. And what he has prescribed concerning you. So your focus change. And you also forget some stuff. You forget that you're old. You forget that your body is dead. You forget that people said your season is over. You, Almighty God, didn't read the scripture that said that my latter will be greater than my former. That the glory of the latter, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former house. So Abraham did not consider. He did not even give it a thought. Since he was about how many years? 100 years. And that deadness. He didn't even think about the deadness of Sarah's womb. You know what he decided to do? Cook with gas. She was 75 and he was 100. And they began to cook. And what happened? The dead womb came alive. Why? Because of faith. Because of what?
Faith.
Because of faith. Somebody's probably telling you, oh, you're too old to go into business. Tell the devil he's a liar. Tell the devil he's a liar. I said, tell the devil he's a liar. You know Colonel Sanders, what? He starts frying chicken when he was 67. No, he's been frying for a long time. But KFC came when he was 67. Hello? Hello? Who know to cook? Put up your hand. You got business, because I don't know if you notice, there's some ladies in the community. They have a little car and they cook and they put it in the back of the car and they drive around from spot to spot and they sell. Anybody seen that?
Yeah.
One back there, yeah. Some, I got two over there, yeah. And they're not afraid to pull up and offer somebody. But many of us, we got resources. We got cars and we got talent, but we're not doing nothing. It's time to get moving. Why do you think God is giving you gifts? Why do you think God is giving you talents? It's for you to be a blessing to somebody and for it to become a blessing to you and your generation. But if you sit on your talent and you bury it in the ground, he's going to say, you wicked servant. He's going to say, wicked servant, because he gave it to you to prosper you. But we sit in our gifts. We sit. It's like me having the ability to teach and preach, and I don't do anything with it. You know what God's going to say? Boy. You make it into heaven, but by the skin of your teeth. Because to whom much is given, much is what? Much is required. To whom much is given, much. You think you can cook good for no reason? Some of you just like to know you can cook good to boast. When you're supposed to go out and trade it. When you're supposed to go out and what? Trade it. You can go out and trade it. Go out and trade it. Go out and trade it. The moment you got, God called Abraham. What did Abraham do? He got moving. We're going to talk about that tomorrow night. You're going to get moving. But the faith caused him to forget his weakness. Caused him to forget the weakness of Sarah's womb. They started to cook with gas. And what happened? And being fully convinced that what he had promised, verse 21, he was able to perform. That's faith. You believing that what God has said to you, he's able to do it. What God has promised you. Listen, no word that God gives ever falls to the ground. No matter how great that prophecy is, it will not fall to the ground. It will not. So Abraham, he forgot his trouble. He forgot his weakness in his body. He forgot that he was old. He forgot that his wife was barren. And he said, God, I am born again. My name got changed. I'm just like Paul. Saul that became Paul. I'm just like Jacob. Jacob that became Israel. What happened to the lineage already happened to the father. The legacy continued. So when you're walking by faith, you will forget your failures and it will shift your focus. You will focus on the promise of God. So when the enemy tells you, no man, you can't do it. You say, get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. When the enemy comes and tempts you to go contrary to your purpose, say, no, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Say, no. Because you're walking by faith, you will retrieve your promise. So if you're sick today, stop focusing on your sickness and focus on the healer. Shift your focus. Shift your focus. Stop seeing sick and see Rapha, the healer. Shift your focus. Forget about the sickness and remember the healer. If you're broke today, if you're broke, forget the broke. And remember Jireh. The God that has plenty. He said, you will lend and not borrow. You know what that means? He's going to make you a bank. Who lends? The bank. Hello? Chase lent me the money to buy my house. So I'm believing I'm going to lend. And not borrow. Amen. Anybody with me? Yes. Any borrowers in the house? Yes. Any lenders? Yes. You don't have to have it. You just got to believe it. Yes. Because what Abraham did, he believed the one that promised. Yes. You know, he said, if you're going to ever be great in this kingdom, you got to be like a child. You got to be like a child. When you tell a kid, you sit a kid down, you say, you know, daddy love you. He say, yes, I know that. Daddy is going to buy you a nice car. Oh, thank you, daddy. I know you'll do, daddy. Daddy's going to take you for ice cream. Let's start simple. They believe in that. Yeah, they believe that. And then when you tell them, we're going to buy this nice house, they're like, yeah, we're going to buy the biggest house on the block. They believe. But you go tell your wife, girl, we're going to buy a house. With what? No faith. Then they say, you're a fake. But if you're going to ever thrive in the kingdom, he said you must come as a child. If God said it. So next time your husband comes and says, we're going to buy the house. That's what God says. That's what God says. He said, we even go further. He said, you'll have houses you didn't build. Vineyards. You don't believe that part? You know why? Because we're trusting what we see. And we're trusting based on the people we are around. You don't measure your life based on who's around you. You measure based on who's your daddy. I said, measure your life based on who's your daddy. Why should I scale myself down based on Tom, Dick, and Harry when I got a great daddy? It's like the prodigal son. He had an amazing dad with everything that he needed, but he went and hung out with Tom, Dick, and Harry, and Gina, and Paulette, and everybody. And as a result, he lost everything. He even lost himself. I said he lost himself. You can lose yourself because of the people you associate yourself with. You lose your dreams because of the people you hang out with. All the plans you had for yourself, you let them go because of the people you hang. You ever see the guys that smoke crack in the corner? They don't got no plan for their life. But ask them when they were little. Find them on a sober day, which might be impossible. And say, what did you want to be when you were little? I wanted to be a pilot. I wanted to be a businessman. I wanted to go to the army. Something. They had some dream. But because, like the prodigal, they associated themselves with the wrong people. And as a result, they lost themselves and their dreams. But I want to tell you tonight, God is the restorer of every breached thing. I said, God is the restorer of every breached thing. So if you're broke, he wants to make you a bank. And spend some time with God and say, Lord, will you lead me how to become this bank? You know, if I lend you $100, I'm a bank to you. So you could start as a small community bank. You know, there are big banks and small banks. You know, some of us like the bank with the small bank, but there's some of us who like the big bank. You could go anywhere and get your money. So you can start as a small bank. Start being a blessing in your proportion and your capacity. Because you can't go to the community bank and borrow $500 million. They don't even have that circulating in their whole branches. But you could go to Citibank, and you can go to Chase, and you can go to TD, and you can go... Come back here. Wells Fargo. And when you need way more, you go to UBS and you go to Nomura. You go to the big, big banks now. Right? So God wants to make us a blessing. But how will we get there? We have to forget and take our focus off of our failure and off of our weakness. Abraham did not remember, watch here now, that he messed up with Hagar. If he had gotten stuck over there, he couldn't come and cook with gas over here. Because guilt would have killed him on this side. So he had to forget it. God catch him and changed his name. Made him a new one and brought him back into his purpose. Brought him back into his purpose. Realign him. I want to tell you, your future is bright. Amen. I say your future is bright. Amen. I say your future is bright. Amen. Your future is bright. Amen. If you don't leave with anything tonight, know that your future is bright. Amen. Online, your future is bright. Amen. If you're depressed tonight, forget about the depression and look to the Holy Ghost, the source of your joy. Don't say, oh, I'm so depressed. Shut up. I wouldn't make it another day. Shut up. That's a lie. That's the devil talking through you. Because the Bible says, with long life he will satisfy you and show you his salvation. So all who depressed, put up your hand. No, I want to cast the spirit out. I'm serious. I command it to loose you in Jesus' name. Focus on the joy giver. Focus on Jesus, who is the life and the light of men. Depression is a dark place, but Jesus is brightness and glory and life more abundantly. Faith will get you out of depression. I said faith will get you out of depression. You know what David said in Psalm 27? I would have lose heart unless I what? Believed that I will see the goodness of the Lord. Where? In the land of the living, amongst the people that I live. I would have lost heart. He said, the key is I believed. That is faith. I would have lost heart, but what did I do? I believe. So tonight, if you're depressed, quit looking at the depression. Quit looking at what brought on the depression, because it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. If you're sick, quit thinking so much about the sickness and think about the healer. Meditate on what is available to you. Amen? And don't worry about who don't want to come. Imagine you're getting a promotion, but you're so hooked up with Tom, Dick, and Harry. Oh, I want to leave my boys, man. Ain't nobody holding on to no boys when they're getting promoted. They're like, bye-bye. Hello? You have to be a fool to want to hold on to things that will limit you. No, you got to surround your people and say, okay, boy, you got a promotion. Go, go. We're pushing you on. Go forward. Go. And if your boys, your current people, not pushing you, come, I'll push you. You need a new friend? You got a friend right here. That's going to push you and help you to get somewhere. Doesn't that sound good? Yeah, we got to push each other. The Bible says what? Stir each other up to what? Good works. So if you're doing good, I've got to push you like you do better. I'm not going to pat you and say, oh, wow. Good job. Yeah. Settle. Yeah. No. The Bible says how? Exceedingly. Abundantly. How? Above. We got to have an above mindset. Faith is an above mindset. So forget about the trouble. Forget about the failure. Forget about the poverty. And serve the one that is able to give you the power to get wealth. My current story does not prescribe my future. God prescribes my future. Hallelujah. I said God prescribed my future a long time ago. And just like Abraham, it may take 25 years, but I'm going with what God has said. Amen. So, we need what kind of faith? Now faith. Now faith is what makes things happen. So when you're going to write an exam, you're believing right now, Lord, you're going to help me. You're going for a job, you're believing right now, Lord, you're going to help me. Right? You're going for your promotion interview right now, God is going to help you. You see a house and you want to buy it, you say, Lord, I thank you that now you're going to provide and you're going to make provision for the house. Let me tell you my house story. So when we were looking for buy a house, I was going to go buy this little rickety-dickety house. But yet, way down inside, we were believing God for a nice big house because, number one, we're big already. We can't fit in no little, well, I don't know about nobody, but I can't fit in no tight space. I need to breathe. Okay? So I wasn't going to go buy. Ready? I was already living in a basement, right? I was living in a basement with four kids. Right, exactly. You heard that? With four kids, we were living in a basement. But it was like one of them top of the line basement. God, they could have rode their scooters in there. They could have ride their bikes in there. There's nothing top of the line. The thing had one window. But we were living in that basement. But we were believing God for a what? A house. I told you, your current situation does not prescribe what God has for you. It is what he said. So I was going to try to get this house quick now. Somebody say quick fix. I was looking for a quick fix. But that's not what God had for us. So I was so ready. Thank God when the bank went and looked at the house, they said, we can't finance this house. This house is structurally compromised. And mind you, I walk in the house and I feel the thing lean. You know, this is the only thing I think Pastor Cheryl has over me. And every time I tell this story, she says, mm-hmm. Yes, yes, uh-huh, Pastor Sam, mm-hmm. You're going to go buy that nasty house. But yeah, we're going to go. But guess what? God made it fall true. Because that's not what he has for us. Faith and patience. Faith and... But does that stop you from moving? No! You keep exercising your faith. You keep exercising your faith because you know who's leading you. You know who is leading you. And then God worked it out. We went for a second house and the tenant didn't want to move. This one was nicer, by the way. They didn't want to move. You know why they didn't move? Because that's not what God had for us. Hello? If that's what God had for us, God would have kicked them out, light fire under them, and run them out of the house. You don't know that? Yeah. God would run them so fast. They start fighting with each other. When look here, don't play with God. My parents, when they bought their first house, they moved to a new community from, they went to Williamsburg, Guyana. And when they got there, they were from a place called Enmore on the other side of the country over the river. The people said to them, there's a man living on the other side. He come and said, you're straight and come here, you're going to stray and go back. He pick up cutlass, he say he's going to chop them. You know what happened? Like a couple weeks later, he and his wife start to fight. They're divorced and gone. They separate. They're gone. The camp that was fighting my parents turn around and start to fight each other. Then the Bible says, touch not God's anointed and do his servants no harm. Amen. This man and his wife preaching the gospel and you got nerves to fight them. You know what God is going to do to you? God's going to cut you up. Because he said, my angels will take charge. Amen. Hey, you got to read Bible properly, you know. They will take over. When I take charge of this Bible here, I'm in control of this book. So the angel come and take charge of the situation and cause confusion to raise in the camp. The two of them separate and gone, and my parents bought the house. You understand? So don't fight your enemies. And don't be afraid of your... I said don't fight your enemies. No, be afraid of them. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. When people try to cut you down with their mouth, let them go along because God has something that he is cooking for you. I say God has something that he is cooking for you. Do not settle for less. Walk by faith. When? Now. When you're going to walk by faith? Tonight. Tonight. Walk by faith from tonight. Walk by faith from tonight. Do not consider your weaknesses. Do not consider your past. Forget it because God forgot about it too. He said he took your sins and he rolled it into sea of what? Some everybody say forgetfulness. That means if you tell someone you're so forgetful, what that means? They forgot or they keep on forgetting things. So God already put your sins, your failures, your past, where? In the sea of forgetfulness. If he forgot about it, can he go get it? No. You know who put your sins there? The blood of Jesus put it there. And the blood of Jesus washes you how? Whiter than snow. Let's all stand tonight. So, You need faith. Faith is the access point, the currency of the kingdom. Everything we do must be what? Mixed with faith. Everything must what? Be mixed with faith. Without faith, it's impossible. You can't even please God. God is turned off with us if we don't have faith. Amen? Because they that come to him must believe that he is, and that he is a what? Rewarder of those who what? Diligently, consistently seek him. Does God get tired of your voice?
No.
He says his ears are open to the cry. Your cry, God is open to. If you come and cry to me every day, I might get tired of you. But God is not tired of your cry. So every time you cry, cry in faith. I said cry in faith. Cry how? In faith. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight. Thank you that there is now faith. Everything is mixed with faith. That our focus, faith is shifting our focus. And also faith is causing us to forget some things. I thank you tonight that your people are growing from faith to faith. And they're going from glory to glory. I pray, God, that you would just do download something in them tonight, Holy Ghost. Add more faith to them. Add more, because your word said we go from faith to faith. Add faith to them. God, where there's unbelief, I drive out unbelief. Somebody say, I'm getting rid of unbelief. I say goodbye to unbelief. And I walk by faith. Say bye-bye, unbelief. Online, say bye-bye, unbelief. Come on, say bye-bye. Failure mindset. Goodbye sickness. Goodbye depression. Goodbye oppression. Goodbye envy. Goodbye malice. Goodbye bad mind. I take joy. I take peace. I take love. I take prosperity. I take health. I take opportunities. In the name of Jesus, somebody clap your hand and give God glory. God bless you. God bless you. Go in faith.
Thank you so much for watching this message. We pray that it encouraged your hearts. We also want to say a special thank you to our faithful givers and partners. It's because of your generosity that the vision moves forward. If you would like to partner with us, please visit faithchurch.life/give. On Sundays, we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. live on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. So join us there. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss another sermon again. I'm Emily. Let's break the code.